first of all, we will never know. There have been cases in the past where senior Americans have gone to North Korea to seek the release and gain the release of Americans who have been sort of taken into custody there and perhaps arrested. There were attempts to convince the North Koreans that former Congressman Bill Richardson would be appropriate again, or Vice President Al Gore. There's some speculation that Vice President Gore was not appropriate because he was their boss, and they would see him coming just as a representative of his organization. Kim Jong-il may have wanted a good face-saving way to justify turning over the two women. President Clinton had thought about going to North Korea in 2000. You know, I think that he was the kind of high-profile person that North Korea needed at this time.
There has been concerns, particularly by former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, John Bolton. He had some criticism of the circumstances surrounding this release, saying that this, in a way, amounted to a propaganda victory for North Korean leader Kim Jong-il. What about some of those concerns?
Kim Jong-il will gain symbolically from former President Clinton's visit. I think his gain is mainly domestically in terms of solidifying the succession arrangement that he's put in place. I also think that it will be fleeting, that you know, other things will come along and everyone will soon forget that Bill Clinton was there. Most importantly, the administration succeeded in separating the case of the two girls and the visit of President Clinton from the bigger issues in the U.S.-North Korean relationship. And they blocked completely, as far as we know, any attempts by the North Koreans to use the two women as leverage to extract concessions from the United States on the nuclear issue.
And I guess it should be noted that in the pictures that were taken, former President Clinton was not smiling. I mean, he didn't look particularly happy to be there, shall we say.
No, I think he used those opportunities to show exactly what he thought about the whole idea of dealing with these people.
Does this amount to, or could it amount to, a new phase in relations between the United States and North Korea?
It could, but the ball is very much in the North Koreans' court. If they are willing to make a fundamental reversal in the policies that they pursued over the last year, return to the six-party talks, and give credible commitments that they will once again adhere to the goal of the six-party talks, which is the end of North Korea's nuclear weapons program, then there's a possibility. We'll see. But just the fact that President Clinton is gone does not change the game on the big issues.
Well, in a way, I wasn't thinking so much of the fact President Clinton went there, but the fact that I guess that Kim Jong-il released these two detainees.
Well, that too. But, you know, as I said, if there's to be progress on U.S.-North Korean relations and on issues like denuclearization, the first move will have to come from North Korea, and it will have to be a big move after all they've done to wreck the process.